Blog Talk Radio.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Hi, everybody. This is Catherine. That's a fun song. Sananda likes the feel of that for our show today. Okay, we have a very interesting little switch today. Sananda has offered to come and do one more round of Q&A for all of us. So there are still some important questions that have been rolling in. And Sananda has let us know that he'll do one more round of 5D Q&A. After all, every question helps everybody, and the company of heaven wants us to feel as relaxed and supported as possible as we begin the next phase of Adventure Earth. So the great news is that our beloved Archangel Michael and Saint Germain will be on tomorrow's show, of course, if we still need a show. Go RV, as they say. Co RV. And to quote Sananda, we are the revaluation and the redemption of Earth. So I'm going to let Christine say a hello. You'll notice that Meg has not been here for a while, but we send her our love. She'll be back. She's our beloved co-host, and it was a little hard for her to come to every show every day, but she'll be back soon. So here's Christine to say hello.
Hey, everybody. Oh, it's great to be with you again today. What a privilege. How wonderful we can meet like this. And when I said hello, well, this morning when Sananda came to talk to me about the show, he said that after I said hello yesterday, everybody jumped on the bandwagon again. And after the show, there were requests, demands, prayers, offerings to the company of heaven, saying, I can do more. Give me more. I was born for this moment. We've got this. Help me with what I've got to do, but increase the light I can carry. Increase how I can help the people of Earth, my fellow light workers. Help me do better in my own assignments, my mission to restore light within myself and upon the Earth. And the outpouring is so huge that it really inspired the company of heaven. And our light just went up a whole nother notch, the unity of the light workers. And whether light workers are on this call or another call, when one portion of us ups the light, pours in more love, it's felt, of course, by all of us. So we're loving our brothers and sisters as they're working full out in their missions as well. Just the same as when they so generously impact us when they hit their stride. So let's do it again, I say. You have my oath and devotion. I'm not moving till the programs are felt by every being on earth, until everyone has prosperity. Now, I know the nature of my offering will change as we go along, because, well, there's real good days just right ahead. However, my devotion, my determination, and my flexibility for however my assignment shows up from the company of heaven remains. And you will find me here by you. Like I've come to know, I will find you here by me. So that's my hello today, and I'm real excited to channel Sananda. And I love you. So here we go for a great show, and I'm going to give the talking stick to Catherine, who has some intimate things she wants to share with you, I think, today. Catherine?
Thank you, Christine. Oh, yes, and we are beside you. 100%. Well, first let's do our pillar of light so everyone is relaxed and bright and included in this beautiful group pillar of light that we're also creating. So, big breath, easy. Now, light up the diamond in your brain, the diamond in your heart, and the diamond in your solar plexus. Feel them shining bright. That's it. Now, reach up to Mother and Father and take hold of their hand. Let them pour their honey love down through your pillar of light until you feel enveloped in love. And reach down and anchor into the heart, the crystalline heart of our dear Tara. That's it. And then expand your light. Fill your pillar and expand outward and see everyone else's pillar there, all of us together. And we join, we create a larger pillar that includes all of us. Now look how we shine. Wonderful. All right. Well, that's a great start. So Christine said I have some rather intimate things to share. I hope it's helpful for everybody. I told you a while back that I was deep diving and doing some exploration work. Well, I have a few observations and lessons that I've learned that I would like to share with all of you, because I know this is what all of you are going to be doing too. So I'll start with I asked the Company of Heaven to help me to root out every shadow, every drop, every bit of darkness or programming that I still have in any of my bodies, mental, emotional, spiritual, to be crystal clear. Well, they've been helping me all right, and oh my goodness, what I've discovered. But this has all been possible because they are right here with me all the time, wrapping me in their love, encouraging me, comforting me. And I have the best gift of all. I have Christine. And Christine has done a lot of this work herself. So she is like a laser beam. She can spot a bit of bullshit 100 miles away. And if she sees me fall into some old program, she just screams bloody murder. And I thank her. I really do. because I could not do this alone. We really have to have help. It's a tricky program. So it'll take a little sleuthing to uncover all of it. So here's what I've discovered so far. First, very shocking. I have been programmed big time. Now, my first reaction to seeing this, really seeing it, after the 100th time I was shown it, I went, oh my gosh, it's true, it's real, big time. So my first response, which I think a lot of you are probably struggling with, my first response was to be absolutely horrified and ashamed and want more than anything else to deny it. Oh, I couldn't possibly have done something mean. I couldn't possibly have said that and meant something destructive. So that was the first phase that was pretty bumpy. But every time, I use the expression with Christine and the Company of Heaven, please hang on to my tail feathers. And they would help me climb back out, look at it, not be ashamed that I'd slipped, not be ashamed that I was programmed in the first place. And I'm getting now so I can just say, oops, that's the program. I can do this. I can see it. I can smell it. I can pull out of it. And the one magical, perfectly effective move is be loving. That's it. That's the big answer. And sometimes it's hard to get there, but when I'm really successful is when I just say, okay, I see. It's a program. I can just step aside and be myself. Because in my heart and in my real self, I'm light. I'm loving. It's natural to be loving and kind. It's who we are. It's who we all are. It's just that we're having to shed some of this extra baggage to get back to who we really are in our hearts. So I'm walking myself out. First, no panic. No shame. It's just a program. It's not who I am now. Be loving. Okay, I can do this. I can even almost get to the point where I can say to this, whatever it is in myself, I even love you too. Whatever this is, it's all right. It's not who I am. I'm growing, I'm expanding. And a lot of the time, it's even fun because coming out of it is such a delight and feels glorious. So I encourage you, if you bump into this stuff, which I know you will, I encourage you to join me. Walk along with me. We can do this. All of us have been programmed. It's just part of what happened on planet Earth. It's not our fault. It's not even really our doing. We didn't ask to be programmed. It's just part of the experience of being here. So now we're untangling it, undoing it. And what I discovered is that the program itself contains tripwires and tangles that are designed to pull you back in. So I've started anticipating that and going, okay, I'm having a great day. I'll just be a little aware and keep on and know that this panic I'm feeling right now, which I am right now, is the evidence to me that I'm on the right track. Somebody didn't want me to talk about this. Somebody didn't want me to reveal this much. So I'm glad I'm doing it. And the second part of my studies has to do with my channeling. I'm learning how to move from, now a lot of you are learning to channel too, so this might help you. I'm learning to move from being in a three-dimensional place in myself and having a telephone to the company of heaven in higher dimensions where I can hear them, I can channel them, and I can say what they say or write down what they say, but I wasn't participating completely in a higher dimensional way. So what I'm learning now is how to raise myself and stay there, sit on the picnic blanket with Sananda in the higher dimension, and not only channel from there, but speak from there in my true voice. So it's been a bit of a challenge, but we're on it. We're doing it. And I have the most wonderful help in the universe, and you do too. So join us. If you want to start your own deep diving, be assured you will get all the help you need. So walk with me, join me in this beautiful project that we have together. And today we're going to get a lot of help from Sananda. So I'm going to introduce Christine and Sananda, and they're going to ask some questions for us. And I'm going to listen so carefully. And you can too. You'll hear how Christine joins Sananda in the higher dimensions, and they're having a conversation. And she's transmitting the conversation to us. So I'm looking forward to hearing this. Okay. So there was such a good response to the questions that Sananda asked us to continue on today. So we have a question for Sananda. Okay. Sananda, the first question is this. There are many questions that came in about timelines and like the specifics of the Gesara. Things like, there is this statement by a light worker over here, and it doesn't agree with that statement over there by another light worker. What am I to believe? And so many about the scenario, if this, then what? Or if this, what next? So, Sananda, can you please speak to this again for us? I'm going to turn this over to Christine and let Sananda take it away.
Hey, everybody. It's Christine. And on behalf of all of us, I want to thank Catherine for her courage, not just to do the work she's doing, but to do it so relentlessly. She will not give up until everything within her is light. She is an inspiration, and she is really going for it and doing literally whatever it takes. We love you, Catherine. We're all behind you and with you. As we all are deep diving ourselves, huh? Okay, Sananda's right here, already just so full of his Sananda light. And Che is here, announcing the arrival. I'm sitting on Che's little stool, so he can't have his usual path of getting where he wants to go. So as soon as Sananda turned up in full, he announced he's ready for the show. All right. Sananda? everyone. First things first. Won't you all come pile back on my picnic blanket? Yes, here we are together in the high dimensions where it's easy to breathe. All you feel is peaceful, easy joy. All there is to do is rest in this moment of laughter and togetherness as a family. Many galactics of your galactic family have brought treats for today's picnic. I see the Arcturians are passing out there. I think they were calling them their galactic cupcakes with blue frosting. Special healing in there, no doubt. And of course, Saint Germain's watermelon was such a hit. Meg was texting Catherine and Christine rows of watermelon before the show started and lending her appreciation and presence as she takes care of her clients and helps so many on the path back to true health in her clinic today. The masters, the archangels, the angels, who you really know as family, are all gathered around you in a large circle. We're all here. I have taken my place on the picnic blanket because I'm just excited to sit with you. Even though we have some real gems to share today, the most important thing that will happen is our togetherness. Because this is naturally who we are. We are a family under God and in God and as God. And we are crazy about each other. Being with this family will give you the rest your tired body needs, the support you need to carry on your assignment, life plan, and mission at this important and crucial moment. You will return from this, what we're calling a show, but which is really just a gathering of family members, uplifted and ready to go again. As I said, the masters are all gathered around you in a large circle. And they've done this because they have created like a beautiful, safe container where you will only feel love during this show. They are focusing individually on each of you at different times, soothing your hurts, easing your worries, bolstering your resolve to carry on, but with gentle ease, easy laughter. So drink it in. Absolutely feel free to request special support and healing from the masters at this time. They will hear you and respond immediately. All right. Yes, Catherine. We too are grateful for you sharing so candidly the journey you're on and what you've been facing. It's a perfect portrait of what we're going to look at today. The way you are channeling is changing. During the phase that we were previously in, your life plan, your contract specifically called for that you would literally just hear the words and repeat them. Or as you say, back up inside yourself and allow us to speak exactly the words we needed to get through. And it was just right for the phase we've come through. However, during this next phase, it is much more appropriate that you reside, all of you, with us in the higher dimensions and live your life from there, from here. It's not a different place it's a different vibration, a different frequency. So to be with us and channel with us from here, and including your high vibrational input, because that's how things work in unity in the higher dimensions. We no longer just give you the words. It's appropriate now with all of you that we include your high vibrational self. It's appropriate we're together in this way from this point on. All right. I'm going to ask Christine to read an excerpt from Mike Quincy, was channeling his higher self and put out a beautiful reading today. Now, we're always telling you that these channelings all have many things in common to us. We don't see the differences. We see the threads of similarity because we all sit and often draw from not only unity consciousness, but we even have conversations about which pieces of the puzzle to bring through which messengers at which times. So we've been including more and more obvious threads that run throughout the messengers so that your comprehension can expand to match ours. Mike Quincy said today, and Mike Quincy, his website is The Tree of Life, and Christine and I will read it together, this excerpt. There are currently two schools of thought operating, and one is of the lower vibration, when actions are based on the old beliefs. The other one is influenced by spiritual understanding and the messages from your space friends. The two are not compatible and provide the source for much misunderstanding and confusion, along with deliberately misleading information. You are therefore advised to identify the source of bogus reports and messages and reject them. Some dubious sources will, in any event, gradually fall away. That's the end of our quote from Mike Quincy, channeling his higher self. It's Sananda. So, this is exactly what we've been talking about yesterday. Third dimensional question and answers versus fifth dimensional question and answers. I remind you again, a big part of your job right now is discernment. Now, discernment in the old days was discerning what is dangerous and what you should be wary of. We're going to change the definition today because the discernment I'm speaking of is the discernment of which source is full of light. Choosing the light under the strenuous conditions of Earth right now is your, well, it's your job. It is your claiming and reclaiming your reclamation of your light within and the light restoration of Earth. How does that happen? How does the light become reclaimed in you and on Earth? It is by your choices, by your discernment of what is light. And I'm going to help you with that right now. How to discern a lower dimensional communication from a higher dimensional communication? Well, I've got another quote for you. Our beloved, very beloved, Archangel Michael is famous for often saying, all communication is for union. All communication is for union. So that's so interesting. It means union is love. Love is connection. union is harmony, oneness. It is not giving up your uniqueness, as we've often explained, but it is being your unique, loving, true self as part of the one. So you can take the long way around and use communication that is of a lower dimension. Eventually, that will take you down, 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 till the suffering is so great, you will turn around, round, round, and head right back out towards union, towards love. Or it's now possible to say, I've done enough of that. I'm going straight to love. And that's what we've been telling you. That's what we've been showing you. All right. A low-dimensional communication often invokes low-dimensional feelings. Upset, fear, uneasiness. A bad feeling in your gut, defensiveness, even getting ready to fight, defend. You know all those low-dimensional feelings, and you know what is not a low-dimensional feeling. A low-dimensional communication is often combative, whether overtly or subtly. It often has a slightly or tremendous smug or superior tone, often trying to let others know they are inferior. Low-dimensional communication diminishes others or another point of view. It's often demanding, even if it's dipped in politeness, so-called politeness. It's demanding all the same. It's over-focused on linear sequences and third-dimensional values. Low-dimensional communication is in some way aggressive or imposing. It imposes on others a direction, an energetic feeling, thoughts. At the base of it, it's not completely loving. And if it's mixed with what you've somehow learned to call love in the lower dimensions, but it leaves you truly off balance, unhappy, fearful, it is low dimensional. Now, I want to add a special note here. A high-dimensional communication may contain a message that is contrary to your current belief system. And this can result in you feeling uncomfortable or defensive. So, how do you know the difference? Well, this is actually easy. Because the part of you that is true, the part of you that is love, I like it sometimes when you call it the knower inside of you, the one that truly always knows, that even you can't kid yourself about. When you get quiet, your knower, the true you, the loving you, knows. So you just have to be willing to set aside your preferences, your current beliefs, and gently, truly hear your answer from within. You may also call on us to help illumine the situation, but be ready because we will. So be ready with that self-honesty.
Confirm.
Also, when a message is delivered that may conflict with your current beliefs, and it makes you uncomfortable, that won't change the fact that the energies, the transmission of the message being sent, the communication being offered, those energies will be loving. And this is unmistakable and undeniable. And you do not need to learn. To know love. So, what do we do? What do you do when someone is coming from a lower dimensional communication or point of view? Well, I'm going to give it to you. First, have compassion, because as Catherine has bravely pointed out, everyone on the surface of Earth, everyone incarnated as a human being at this time, not only has had, but still has pockets and areas of programming that they are working to heal. So it's easy to have compassion, because this is what you yourselves have gone through and are going through. Have patience. A little humor, of course, always helps. Not laughing at another or at yourself, but being willing to give it a chuckle and let it be not life or death, that you're facing your inner programming from being on low dimensional Earth at this time. This is a triumphant deep diving task. Nothing to be ashamed of or to shame others for. Remain respectful of others' path. You don't know their life plan. You don't know what growth they're going through, what leaps they've already made, or what their assignments to fulfill for Earth at this time are. So be respectful and gracious as you want and need others to be for you, as we are with you all. Most of all, remain in your higher dimension. You do not go to the lower dimension to join them and enter in to war with them. The most loving, effective, appropriate thing you can do at this time on Earth is to remain loving, which means to remain in the fifth dimension or above. It was Albert Einstein that said, "You cannot solve a problem from the same consciousness that created it. You must learn to see the world anew." So, with this now tucked in our pocket, I'll answer Catherine's first question that so many logistical questions coming forward, so many detailed questions about still not just the timeline of how things are going to go, but specifics of Gesara, of the timing and what will be offered through free energy and the healing, all the healing devices that will be coming forward. When and how will the mentors appear? Now, of course, we understand your excited anticipation of all of these things. But as I've told you now, part of your job in reclaiming light, part of your job from that side of things, is to walk into these scenarios with faith and discernment for the light. Again, relax the third dimensional need to know the logistical specifics. Trust you are being provided with many of the details, but you must expand your light and your light discernment in order to catch them, we would be doing you no favors, and it would not result in the plans at hand if we simply fed you everything. You would not be able to reclaim your own light in the same way. You would not be able to have the feeling of trust in yourself restored as you successfully choose the light through these last challenging moments and days. We will not leave your side. You would be so disappointed if we took this from you now. We will work together, and as it is appropriate for the details to be released, we will release them more and more. And it will be in a way that will help to back all of the uplifting efforts you are already putting forward. If you find yourself contemplating, well, what if this, then that? I assure you, those are lower dimensional scenarios. If you are busy being loving in this moment, you will find your vision will open wide, and the path before you will be obvious. You do not need me or anyone to tell you which way to go. Your work lies, and if you are unsure, choosing love so that it so fills this moment and your body and your heart that you feel easy to rest until the next step is clear, or you feel easy to take that step because the path is so alighted. Now, Catherine, what else do you have for me as questions?
Oh, thank you, Sananda. Well, I can see how, as you answer these questions, we're all going to be able to see, smell, taste, feel exactly what you're describing to us. So here's the first one. Ascension channels have said that some of the first wave ascenders are only taking a peek into the other side and then coming back to help others. So how does the talk about ascension waves fit with the light chambers?
Well, this question is a wonderful example of what we're talking about. Because look, it's asked from a genuine heart. It's asked from a heart that really does want to understand. But can you already see that inherent within this, and I say this full of gentle compassion, is a bit of leftover programming where we'll be ranking things, who is right and who is wrong, what is better, what is more right. Now, obviously, this dear heart did not intend or mean that. This is the kind of programming that Catherine has been describing she's rooting out inside of herself. And there's nothing to be ashamed of with this. In fact, every single one of you will be continuing this deep diving in order to purge this programming from yourselves, from your experiences, and from your being. Well, this is a case where while we're together at our beautiful fifth dimensional picnic with all the masters and angels beaming on you with their tender love, their understanding, and their support, let these different ideas rest easy in your consciousness. Waves of ascension, light chambers. This is exactly what I was talking about. If you are unsure yet of the answer, let them rest easy, not needing to rank things just yet. Ask now the company of heaven, help illumine this for you. Ask your higher self, come and be one as me, with me, so that I may understand the steps I'm to take when I'm to take them. Then sit back, have some more watermelon, and rest assured that when the timing is right, this answer will appear crystal clear to you. In the meantime, be flexible and trust yourself, because you are willing to be honest with yourself when the answers appear. Now you may say, Sananda, what kind of answer is that? But this is the answer of love itself. This is how we walk our lives in the higher dimensions. Of course, not fraught with so many dangers as you have there. But we're telling you now that you are safe, meaning your life plans will be honored. So you can understand that if something is happening, you are finishing up a karmic ending. You are gaining a teaching, a learning that you really wanted deep understanding of. But you are safe, meaning you are able to follow the plan you and your high dimensional family laid out for you. This is the answer of love, where I help you perceive for yourself what's so.
Thank you, Sananda. Here's another one. After the RV and Nisargasara, what do the people who are healers, Reiki practitioners, or people who practice alternative therapies do? Will there still be a need for us?
Oh, I really like this question. And it'll help answer the last question as well. You know, things are going to happen in phases. And sometimes things will tumble so quickly. And other times, just like with the release of the global currency reset, the revaluation of the currencies, the RV. Just like with that, plans have had to change. Now, I'm going to take you to a council meeting. You're all coming, sit around the big council table. And you are responsible for security on the surface of Earth. And you are responsible for the light quotient being raised. And you are responsible for the kickoff of the prosperity programs. And, okay, so now imagine in the middle of our table a living, let's say, multidimensional, let's say even 3D. So it's not a flat image. It's an alive image with all of the energetic input from the surface feeding into where things are. Okay, let's say you, who were in charge of security, you say, well, there's been a few false flags that were slightly reported. That took the light quotient down, but at the same time, security across all neighborhoods of the Western world is up, and you give your report. And all these fluctuating inputs light up on this magnificent dimensional representation of where Earth is at every given moment. And then we go around the table, and each of you lends in your expertise and insight and the actual readings of where Earth is at this moment. Now, there are certain things that must be in place. You lightworkers know this well. The light quotient must be held high enough for us to accomplish together certain things, such as the release of the programs. So Mother and Father, rain down their light. We increase our support, and you dig in with your faith and steadfast choice to choose love in each moment. Wow. The light quotient shoots up, and much can be accomplished because of it. Much can be accomplished quickly. So when that happens, we all get busy on other fronts so we can accomplish as much as possible while that light quotient is soaring high. I think you can see what I'm starting to get at. With all of these factors and inputs, just like the factors and inputs in your everyday life that have an impact on how you can carry yourself forward. But what matters at the end of it and in the midst of it is your choice. That is where we all stand now. Now, you healers, this all is going to come off in phases. Yet, like I've just shown with our living model of all the impact going on all the time, those phases could be accomplished so quickly, depending on how 8 billion souls and counting respond. So that really is what it boils down to. So when we tell you to focus and that it matters, I think and hope now you have a better sense of why. Why you that know the light, that know the love of Mother and Father God, it is so important that you hold a steady baseline for us all. If the collective can jump on board once prosperity is restored, well, the rest of the programs can sail through. So you healers, you light bearers, you transmuters, you gatekeepers, all of you, you will continue doing your jobs. And there are some real surprises in store. You may be doing it on a larger scale, or you may suddenly have a clinic where you're seeing person after person, or you may be drawn in to work some of the healing technology. It's all also a surprise. You're used to dread being around the next corner. Now, we are approaching the moment, and really it's already here, where one surprise after another awaits you. We are so excited. So be curious. This will help you through. Well, how can my gifts continue to help? And be honest. You know, I'm one of those body workers, those healers, and I'm burned out. If I'm going to continue on, I need to refresh in. And maybe it's that, like with Catherine's channeling, that phase of style of her channeling is completed. And now she is embracing a new and exciting and sometimes nervous for her, but not for much longer, way of being with us and with all of you. That will open a brand new world to her forevermore. Be curious. And be honest about what you'd like to do. Well, I've been this healer and I really want to keep on with it. But I don't know what that looks like, but that's my feelings. Great. Well, I'm a healer and I'm tired. I'd really like to be a sailor now. Okay. You can have a boat. This is the era of dreams come true, and that is how the surface of Earth will be healed. Through your dreams coming true, your true and real dreams. Catherine?
Thank you, Sananda. That was just thrilling to go to the council meeting and see the representation. Oh, it made it all so much clearer. Thank you. All right, here's our next question. My gifting plan for the next couple of years focuses on clean water, food, shelter, clothing, medical care, and other necessities for those facing survival issues, so that the maximum number of people can be helped until other elements of NASARA and the additional prosperity programs kick in. Is this good stewardship and an appropriate way to think about the short-term priorities? What else do you recommend?
How in love with you, lightworkers, we are. Your precious hearts, yes, this is excellent stewardship, and I'll tell you why. Within your question, what I truly heard was just a willingness to help however you are needed and whatever shows up. So again, I recommend being ready, having a plan, yes, because that's what your heart calls you to do, and remaining flexible, because this could go a couple of different wonderful ways. Mm-hmm. I also heard deep care. Like, I want to make sure I don't miss what's needed. And I tell you, who wrote the question, and all of you, you won't. Dear lightworkers, you are hearts with arms and legs. Don't worry that you won't be enough or that you'll miss the call. You haven't missed it yet. It's impossible at this late stage for you not to hear what's needed and respond. Have your plan. Remember, we've encouraged you to be partners with the lead bank, Wells Fargo. That's because this bank is overseen by those of a very high frequency with a loving intention. So I'm being very specific in this case. If you're in a different country, you will know by your knower, by your feelings, just the same, who to partner with. Ask us and we will guide you. Have no worries or fear that you might miss it. There are phases to this, and a certain amount needs to be done from that side by humanity. That's what allows the dispensation, the rallying together of the unity of humanity into action to help and love each other. That is what will allow us to be able to bring even more help faster. So then the phases would change. All for the better. So if the phases are a little slower as everybody gets up and rolling, but I promise you, once you are no longer interfered with, and once you all get to feel that freedom of giving and serving others, this will pick up speed, but now you see why the phases are flexible. It depends on you. Isn't that good news? So yes, this is very good stewardship. Flexibility, a plan, loving intention, and the readiness to turn on a dime. Oh, you're sounding very master-like.
All right. Okay, here's an interesting one that I think will help quite a lot of people. A situation that I think affects those of us that are with partners that are clueless about ascension or about light workers, but understand the 3D investment. Should I bring my husband to the RV exchange bank appointment? He doesn't believe or understand all the spiritual energy around it, nor that I will invest in humanitarian projects.
What a loving position you've taken on. I say this to you all, because all of you have, whether it be friends or family members or adopted family, or you all have those in your life who could be said to be coming from this point of view. It's what we talked about earlier, from a temporarily lower dimensional communication viewpoint. So besides the tips I gave earlier, to be compassionate and patient and remain yourself in the higher dimensional viewpoint, communication, and offering, I can also say this. Every soul incarnated on Earth has a life plan and a purpose of their incarnation. It does not necessarily mean that those who have already awakened are more grand masters or higher on some hierarchical stage of things. No. The first will be the last, and the last will be the first. It's all a mixed pot. You are all bright souls, children of Mother and Father God. And each of you claimed an aspect of healing that you would deliver to this reality. So first and foremost, keep that close as you look through loving eyes at those around you who don't yet know what you know. They carry something unique and very important for Earth. Continue to see them through this light. See them as God's child, and you do your job, which is to hold and emanate the light. All will be well. Don't be caught by momentary struggles. Don't ever fall back into war. War is over. Your loved ones are doing their best to do what they feel is right and loving. Speak to that nobility in them. And do not let your own dreams and plans be dashed because of their standpoint. But use your creativity, your patience, your humor to find a way to include, while you fulfill your dreams and purpose. And if they insist on opting out, they will bounce off you. You won't have to do much. And in that case, call to us and we'll walk you through step by step. But in most cases, miracles will become the normal.
Oh, thank you. Miracles in relationships. Lovely. Okay, here's one from an international person. Living in Germany, I know that the prosperity program is global, yet there is very little information out there on how to best find redemption centers in other places than the United States. The release of the 800 numbers is of no value to anyone outside the U.S. Wells Fargo and Abbott Downing seem inaccessible here. I've researched the bank affiliates mentioned, like HSBC, and could you please repeat the other ones? Until now, they proclaim total ignorance. Will that change once the 800 numbers are released, or is there any other preparation that could be recommended for international currency holders?
Your preparation is spot on. Will they change? You bet they will. They are following the protocols they have been given for fret of not just losing their job, but legal action against them. So have understanding for what the position that they've been put in. They were not in a position to make these policy decisions themselves. yet they have been put in the position to have to uphold them for the public. That's a very difficult position, one that will not be seen in the coming days as New Earth is restored. In the meantime, you are going to go from five-day-old fish smelling up the joint, trying to get your RV news answered. The moment this goes in America, and the reason the 800 numbers will be of great importance to you is because it is the worldwide signal for the internet group to go, go, go. When you return to these same affiliate branches, you will be welcome with arms wide open. You will be a valued customer, and you will get the opportunity to show your gracious understanding of why they had to handle you like they did before. So look for the 800 number through the networks and reapproach those affiliates. If the RV is not gone in the next day or two, we have Christine and Catherine putting out another newsletter, and affiliate banks will be listed in the newsletter. Most of all, know we are with you. Call upon us and your teams to guide you to the best place. And then where you are inspired to go, rest easy that this will be the experience you are meant to have.
Okay. Next question. Right now, the senior citizens with failing health, will they do the physical ascension or not?
Oh, a comforting bit of news, I'll remind you, is that you will ascend according to your life plan. And you chose the particulars, most especially and including when you would pass or not. You will not participate in a lesser way if you pass before the so-called ascension. You will experience it in the way you've chosen from this side. Some will pass, and the rest of you may have peace that this is the plan they have chosen. At this point in Earth's evolution, in Earth's ascension, Everyone's life plan is guarded so carefully and ferociously by their angelic and galactic teams. Some will pass, but for the most part, those here now will ascend with their physical bodies. I won't give up any more of the excitement than that. But I will implore you to have deep peace on this issue.
Okay, here is our last question, Sananda. Nice wrap-up question for you. I would like to ask Sananda, what is the most important thing to do now for our ascension?
Oh, lightworkers, those of you working so hard on the surface of Earth for yourselves and for humanity and for Earth and all upon her, we are so in love with you. Thank you for inspiring us. And this question is a tender example. The greatest thing you can do at this moment and going forward is to choose love. Now, choosing love will not only illuminate what's loving, it will illuminate what's not loving, which is a gift that you can see, feel, and release. You don't need to do anything else but choose love. You don't need to do anything else or in preparation. You don't have to clean out your closet before you choose love. Choose love. And then follow love's guidance. You know what this is. And when you don't, call upon us, for we are love's guaranteed agents. And we are waiting to walk through the moments with you. Call us when it's fun. Call us when it's tough. And above all, in everything you think, feel, say, do, dream, imagine, and intend, choose love. Now, I will end this first with another few words from my brother, Mike Quincy, channeling his higher self, because these words are not only highly filled with light, but they are the sentiment of us all right now. He says, "The future is bright and welcoming, and ample reward for all those brave and great souls who volunteered to pit themselves against the trials and tribulations that the lower vibrations presented. You all faced it with confidence and knew that your guides and others of the light would follow your progress and always be with you. Celebrations are in order, and the excitement is already rising. So go about your last days and tasks that you still have to fulfill with confidence and joy in your heart, knowing that your journey is nearly over. Please stay as long as you like on the picnic blanket, soaking in the love from your families, from the angels and masters that not only guide you, but that admire you, uplift you, love you, and are honored to serve you. And then return to your lives refreshed, knowing that we've got your back, just like you've got ours. I love you. I bring you these messages in the name of Mother and Father God, and I am your Sananda. Namaste all."
Nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. It's 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay.